American rock band Greta Van Fleet have been dubbed the new Led Zeppelin. Are they this generation's answer to rock and roll, or are they Led Zeppelin copycats? I ask a man that knows Led Zeppelin very well, Lee Simon, what he thinks about these new kids on the block.
I'm super impressed. Are they one or are they the other? I think they're a little bit of both. Their enthusiasm, the path they have chosen to tread from Monmouth or whatever it is in Minneapolis that they're from, is one that is a path less trodden these days. And the fact that they're going for your straight out guitar, bass, drums, vocals, rock, for a bunch of guys who were in their late teens, early 20s, I think augurs well. I think they're, what? Do we sound a bit like that band Led Zeppelin? I had no idea. I think it's a little bit disingenuous. I mean, it has got a lot of that on there, and I'm hoping they've got their tongue planted firmly in their cheek. Are they the future of rock? I wouldn't burden them with that title, because who knows which way it's going to tumble and how they're going to deal with their meteoric rise in fame, success, and the wealth and all the trappings that come with that. I hope they are around for a long time, that they build up some more life experiences as well and venture a little bit more perhaps into the blues-tinged side of what Led Zeppelin were also famous for, rather than these Guinness Book of Records high vocals, which you can sometimes draw upon a little bit too much. But hey, I'm not going to knock enthusiasm, and I'm excited about the fact that they are doing as well as they are doing, and that they are being rumoured to be on their way here perhaps early next year, at which time we can see for ourselves whether or not they can chop it live.
Now, I want to know, back when Led Zeppelin first started, for a man that was around, was the audience young? Because that's the thing that I'm wondering with this Greta Van Fleet. Are they pulling in those classic rock fans from the 60s and 70s and 80s, or is those young kids like that were there at Led Zeppelin?
I'm not too sure what the profile of their audience is. What I am aware, though, is that in a broad sense, it's not just those who were there for the 60s and 70s version of what it is that we're talking about. So therefore, you know, old people like me who long ago gave up the idea of a ponytail because it just looks stupid. Except for some, God, I've been to a few concerts where, oh, seriously, how are you allowed to leave the house with a ponytail? You're 58 years old. Do something about it. We digress. I think that there are a lot of younger people, the same age group as the audience was for Led Zeppelin when they first started breaking out, late 60s, early 70s. That age group is still out there and they're pining for stuff. And I think Greta Van Fleet is a prime example of the fact that they're sustaining an audience, they're getting radio airplay. Yes, they are getting older people turning up. I don't know how cool it is to go to a gig with your mum and dad if you're 18, 19, 20 years old. I'm sure mum and dad would love doing that, apart from the dad dancing part, which is never a good look. They're a good band. I'm not too sure where they sit with their writing at the moment. It's all a bit derivative. They are so young and they've got so much promise. I'm super excited about where they're heading, as are so many other people.
Now, the fact that people like Elton John and Robert Plant himself have all backed this band and given them their blessings, do you think that's giving the band too much pressure? Have you seen that change and that their heads are getting a little bit too big?
Neck muscles are being strengthened dramatically, especially with the front boy there, because he has got a bit of a wobble up. And the, you know, one leg up on the fold-back speaker, check out how tight my pants are, girls, and all of that stuff. I think he'll hopefully quickly grow out of, because he's not Robert Plant. I thought it was great that Robert Plant said, God, I think he sounds like me. They should just be enjoying every moment of what they're doing at the moment, and hopefully they'll still be doing it for a very long time.
So the verdict is rock is back. Greta Van Fleet are okay in your books?
I don't think rock ever left. Rock's just had a further spike, I would put it. And yeah, they're okay. Two thumbs up.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Lee Simon.
Thank you, Cassie.